Bobby closed his eyes. She could see the dawning realization in his face, because slowly but surely he appeared horrified. Elizabeth leaned forward. "One more time, Bobby. Do you think Catherine Gagnon may have caused her husband's death?" He murmured,
"Yes."
Elizabeth nodded slowly. "Then you have to let her go, Bobby. You have to stop seeing her, because if Catherine Gagnon is a predator, then surely you realize now that you make the perfect prey." It was 3 a.m. when Bobby finally made it home. No lights were on in his unit. Just his answering machine blinked a frantic red dot in the night. He slumped into one of the hard wooden chairs in his kitchen. He felt wrung out, drained, not an ounce of emotion or intelligence left. For the longest time, he simply sat there and watched the message light blink. Slowly, he reached out and hit play. His lieutenant, a guy from the EAU, a hang-up, his father, two more hang-ups, silence. Bobby leaned forward onto the kitchen table and used his hands to pillow his head. Three hang-ups on the message tape. Catherine, he thought. He squeezed his temples. Get her out of his head, get her out of his head. Don't let her mess with him like this. Sitting in Dr. Lane's office, it had all made perfect sense. Yet here he was an hour later, alone in the dark, and already thinking of Catherine. Was she all right? How was Nathan holding up? And where would they go? Not to her in-laws, that much was clear. Maybe she had another lover. Why not? She'd certainly wasted no time coming on to him. Woman like that, not the type to go at it alone. Probably had a sugar daddy in every port. Maybe she was already lining up another doctor. Or more likely, a lawyer. Yeah, she needed a big gun to take on Judge Gagnon. He bet she could find someone pretty quick. Right clothes, right time, right twitch of the hip. He wished he could hate her. But he didn't. Catherine was doing what she needed to do to survive, and he understood that too well. If someone else had taken the call on Thursday night, a sniper whose father had never smacked his mother, a sniper who'd never grown up watching that look of hopelessness bloom on another person's face, would Jimmy Gagnon still be alive? Would Catherine Gagnon now be dead? None of them would ever know. Bobby buried his head deeper into his arms. His breath exhaled as a broken, exhausted sigh. He did his best not to dream.